Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Chaf Gimel. Bechoras daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Beis Amid Chaf Beis Mabeis, which we will start really Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. We actually went all the way to Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, or by the two dots. Let's talk about one or two moments relating to the sugya that the Gemara just brought up. So, if you remember, the Gemara was talking about the issues of Lokeach behema, and if somebody buys a animal from a non-Jew, you have to worry if it's a bechor or not a bechor. And then the last mishnah we just had was behema gasa that was shafach chararas dam. So then tikaver must be buried upturmin a bechora, and one doesn't have to give a bechora afterwards because we assume whatever bechora was in there is in there. So along the way we brought up the discussion of right before. On Chav Beis Amud Aleph, we brought up the discussion of Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya discussed that if something was Tameh and then it was Nispatel, so then it's possible for it to become Tameh again. Matzah min Asmino, is that true or not? We brought this discussion from Trumos, and we said maybe Tumah is Ma'oreres Tumah, but I'm not sure if Tahara is Ma'oreres Tumah. That was the last line that we said. And along the way, we brought up a case. This last case that we mentioned, Ula said, what's the worry and what's the proof that Tumah might be Ma'oreres Tumah, that if I have this mixture that the Tumah was already been Zbatel, I might think that that could be used as a Mevatel for some other type of Tumah mixture. But the problem is going to be when you put it together, then the item that was Tumah might be Chozer Veneir and be Mitztarif to the larger Tumah item, and therefore not be batel anymore. So that was the problem. So along the way, Tosfos says, well, why would you ever do that? Tosfos in the top, Tosfos, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Saralav Teluna Baruba Tema, Ma Yoel, Ha'em Vatel and Isser L'Chadchila. I don't understand. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be, just take an Isser and be Mevatel it. The Afilu Shogeg, in Bitlo Eina Mevutel. And even if I did it Beshogeg, Lomanda Amar, right, there's a daya that even if it was done b'shogeg, right, with a chilek that many Tanan Paskin and Mishnah in Shrumas is that b'mezid, it doesn't work b'dieved, and b'shogeg it does. But there are even some that say it doesn't work even b'dieved. Nofalu b'nis pasu b'im b'shogeg b'mezid lo yalu. Miu ikibandar mal hasan b'shogeg yalu, as we just mentioned. So what's going on here? Sovar aftalinu baruba, you're going to be mevatla. We're talking about people who don't follow halacha. Rather not say that. So the Gemara says, Shema hachashiv shogeg kishesavur shemutter levatel. Oh, maybe it's considered shogeg if the person doesn't know that one is not allowed to do this. If somebody thinks that it's not a problem. I know there are isurim, but, you know, I'm allowed to do this, so maybe that's what it's talking about. So that's Tosfos' Yisod, the Kisavar, Shemuter Levatel, that is the case. So what do we think about that case of Kishogeg Shemuter Levatel? So the Taz deals with this in Yaradeya. The Taz on the Halach in Yaradeya where this is discussed. This is discussed both in Yaradeya and in Arachayim. Where in Arachayim is it discussed? Hilchas Chanukah. What to do with the leftover Chanukah oil? After oil, are you allowed to use it? Are you allowed to be mevatelit? So that's where it's discussed in Arachayim. And there are steeris, which we're not going to get into now, between Arachayim and Yaradeya. Because in Yaradeya, what does it say here in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tzadites? Ein mevatelin isr l'chadchila, v'afilu nafal otel cheter, she'ein bo shir levatzlo, ein mosifin alav. Heter, kedei levatzlo. Even if it got a little bit mixed up already, but it's not enough to be mevutal, still you're not allowed to be mevatel. Avar ubitzlo oshariba alav. And what if you did? Then we paskin lechilik. Im b'shogeg mutter, v'im b'mezid, aser l'mevatel atzmo, im hu shalo. V'chein l'mishin esbatel b'shvilo. If it was esbatel for someone. L'shar kal adam mutter. Okay, and then the Shulchan Aruch talks about what about daraisas versus derabanans, right? And that's the stira in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, in Hilchos Chanukah, that's an issa derabanan. And yet there seems to be more chumrah there than here. In Yaradeya it says if it's an issa derabanan, and it was already nisariv a little bit, you're allowed to be mosif. And the Gemara Shulchan Aruch does not say that in Arachayim. But either way, just for our purposes, let's see the Taz here in Sadi Tess, where the Shulchan Aruch says there's a chilek between Shogig and Mezid. Shogig and Mezid. So how do you define Shogig and Mezid? As the Taz says, what happens if I have Kavana to be Marbeh, but I didn't realize that that's usser, right? That is exactly what Tosfos discusses, but that is what the Taz discusses before he brings the Tosfos to Halacha L'maisa. Says the Taz, L'chora nira milashan atur, shekasav kanim, lo kivein levatel ha'iser, v'chein acharkach, shekasav avo b'chavin l'arabos, to ikr toli b'chavon l'arabos, im niskavein b'zeh avagav d'ta b'din. Sounds like from the tour that even if somebody made a mistake in din, v'savar shemutu l'arabos levatel ha'iser, v'kol mekor mikrimezit, kivish niskavein l'beizel levatel ha'iser. It sounds like the tour would hold that if I knew that I'm being mevatel ha'iser, that's called mezit. That's called Mason. V'chein Mashem Devir Marshal. He also goes to Marshal, but he says, I don't agree. And he quotes, look at this Tosfos. Tosfos says a Beferish that even if you have Kavana, and he says, I'll give you two other Rayas. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos in Klal Gadol. The first Mishnah in Klal Gadol. What did it say? Shachach Sheish Isser Malacha. What's called Shogig Amazing regarding Shabbos? Shachach Sheish Isser Malacha Bazeh. Avagav Diodea B'yahashe Yom Shabbos. Mikra Shogig. What if I know today is Shabbos? I didn't know this Malacha was Aser. That's called shogeg. You're doing the malacha, but you're missing, you didn't know it was usher. That's called shogeg. Same thing here. You're doing the act. You're being marbe isser. You didn't know it was usher. Says the Taz, I think that would be the same thing. V'ein lomar, t'yesh eza chilek bein shogeg d'shabes l'shogeg d'shari surim. And I don't think there should be any chilukim. That's a powerful line. That's a potent line. We know there are many chilukim between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Malachas Lachshavos Asra Torah. Lachumra, Lakula. But that's the Taz right here. In this context, don't say there's a chiluk. So, Beperakani Zakin, because if you look in Meseches Gittin, Maisi Shogig to Shabbos Lashari Surmazet. In the context of Hezek Sheno Nikar, Hezek Nikar, Shabbos and other Yisurim are compared. And therefore, I don't think there should be a chiluk. And then he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos, he quotes Artosis, and he quotes the Maharik. Which Maharik? The Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Samach Zayin, the Maharik that's quoted in the end of Eben HaEzer. Remember that Maharik that talks about Omer Mutter. A woman is Mizaneh, and she says, I didn't know it was Aser to be Mizaneh. She thought that Judaism believes in open marriages. She didn't know the definition of what a Jewish marriage is. What's that called? So that Smarik says, oh, it's a special din. That is not called shogeg when it comes to Israel Abaylo, because that's considered umala bo ma'al. She was mo'eles against her husband, and therefore it's usher. So says the Taz, that's a special din by Israel Abaylo. Umala bo ma'al, there we say Omer Mutter is going to be usher. But outside of that context, in other cases like here, you would say that it is called shogeg, special din there. The Torah limso svaris to lo machshav shogeg mitam shal kopanimim skavenes lemomal beisha umizana tachtov to loksiv ishki sista isha umuala mal bashem to lishtama biska miskavenes davka lisser elamala bomal shmamina bishar duchti to lo shaye chaytaima shaper mikri shogeg im tabedin. So this is a yisod gadol. The Taz discusses if somebody does not know the halacha, is that called a shogeg or mezid? So even if I know exactly what I'm doing, so the Taz assumes that if you don't know what the halacha is, that's called a shogeg, even if you know exactly the physical act that you're doing. Umishimachi near Ali, and that's what he says. He rereads the tour. That's what he quotes in the whole piece. And then in the last line, he could have just quoted this at the beginning, but he wants to say all the lamdas. He says, Shuv matzasi kein b'divya tosas b'choros daf chav gimel. I found this in Tosas and B'choros that we did it because it's today's Daf Yomi, but he found this Tosfos here that is considered Mutter Levatel, not Mutter Levatel, but that's called Shogeg. And some of the other Achronim here on the page discuss this as well. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek: Imhu Misupak Bahoraa V'Sha'al Lomdim V'Lo Sha'al Ba'alei Ha'ora Mafursamim. What if you ask some Lamdanim, but you didn't ask the big Poskim? Is that called Shogeg? If they didn't give you the right answer. Lo mikri shogeg, right? And that's not called shogeg because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And he discusses, others, here discuss that as well. Okay. That's in terms of defining shogeg and mason. What is the source for the isra being mevatel isra l'chadchila? Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to be mevatel isra l'chadchila? So if Yosef Engel has an answer al pi nigla and an answer al pi nistar. He says al pi nigla. Well, that's the assumption. That's the given of every isra in the Torah. If you can be mevatel isser l'chadchila, then there's no teeth to any isser in the Torah. Because after all, you'll just be mevatel it. You know, I want to eat this pig, so I'm just going to put it into 60 times worth of chicken soup. So it's fine, I'll have a little pig, it'll be nisbatel. Obviously, the assumption and given of every Isser in the Torah must be that you can't undo it, unless it was by accident. But that's the assumption. He quotes that type of svar from a Tosfos and Psachim and Davlamed. This is in the Beis HaOtzar, in Klal Tzadi Aleph. He says, the inyan isur she'asru chachamim more she'ratzu she'kol ha'nishnes arev v'vachat b'shishim lo yachal b'emes v'lo she'kol yosifu v'lo yekiyim b'fo'al isur shalahim. Imkein, hakanami b'isuri Torah shaper nitan le'amer she'isurim atzmam morim al isur bitulam. That's the line. Isurim atzmam morim al isur bitulam. Dimlim imke lokein hare hakol yibalu isurim lo yekiyim al isurim b'fo'al kir nir lani is daiti. That's alpi nigle. Then he quotes alpi nistar, the name he quotes lefim hashakasav hamikubalim de inyan heter v'isur. He says, right, everything that we eat in life or anything that we use in life is to be able to be ma'ale the nitzotzos hakadusha, up to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we eat an animal, so then that those sparks of holiness in the animal go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our eating, and we make a bracha, and we eat it for Shabbos, we eat it for Yontif, right? Everything that's used to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And therefore, what happens if you have something that's Asur? So that's not Roy for its Nitzotzos to be uplifted yet. If Memela it's Nisbatel, okay, Hashem decided that it's time for it to be used. But if I'm going to be mevatel it directly, on purpose, so that's jumping the gun. That's not time yet for these nitzotzos to be uplifted. V'yemkein ilu haya mutter levatel v'yakakol mevatel ma'yisurim stam imkein harei haya osin be'emes neged inyan iser. Shari adayin ein zvanti kunavach shero. Is not the time. And therefore, says the Beis HaOtzar, that is why another aspect of Eim Avadlet is L'chachila. Okay, we have to move on, but recognize that there are many limitations on this Isser in the Rishonah. The Rishonah, the beginning of Maseches Beis Ha, all discuss limitations. Again, the Gemara already says there's a difference between Doraisas or Darabanan. Some say that it's only... actually, we're not getting to it now, we don't have time, but there are many limitations based on the Rishonim there in Beis Ha. Okay, let's continue though now. Let's continue. We just had a chilek between Tumma Mevatal Tumma and Tara Mevatal Tumma, and the Gemara said only Tumma. Good. There is a Chashuk Echemet here, but let's continue and we'll see if there's time for it later. Eisvei says the Mishnah in Meseches Para. Again, we're going to ask Akasha on the concept of once something that is Tame is Nisbatel, are we choshesh that at some point in the future it could reinstate itself and therefore be connected to a future Tumah? If it can ever reinstate itself, so the Gemara is going to assume that even now it must have a certain status. If it can be choser v'ner in the future, it must have a certain status now. Which kind of reminds us a little bit of the sugya, at least one approach of the Isra of Chatzi Shir. Remember this Chatzi Shir, the Gemara in Yuma, the last parak has a machlokas. What is the svar for Chatzi Shir Asam in the Torah? Shita Rav Yochanan, which we paskin like. Is it because of Kol Chelev, right, Exeris HaKasev, or Chazil Itz Tarufei? Because it can combine with something else, and therefore, right, therefore, we're nervous about it. So one approach to Chazil Itz Tarufei that we have mentioned is the fact that it can combine means it must be something even right now. It must be something right now, because two zeros can't combine if it's zero plus zero. If it can combine with something else in the future, it must be that even right now it has significance. That's really the assumption of the following questions of the Gemara. If in the future the Tumah can be Choser Veneer, it can combine, so then it must be something even right now. So we'll see how that comes in. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Para, Eisvei, Efer Kasher, Shenis Arev, Be'efer Makle. If I have Efer Kasher, meaning ashes of the Paraduma, that's supposed to be used for the Paraduma, right? I use ashes and the special water, and I sprinkle it on someone that's Tame. Efer Kasher, Shenis Arev, Be'efer Makle. That gets mixed up with Stam ashes. Efer Makle, just regular ashes from an oven. If it got mixed up, Holchit, and what's the difference in Halacha between those two? Well, number one, Efer Paraduma is what makes you tahar, right? Only if you sprinkle that. But there's another halacha, right? If somebody touches Efer Paraduma, it makes them tameh, right? That's the one of the shitas, one of the opinions of what Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand, right? Amarti ech kamav hi rechoka mimani. How is this mitar es hatameim umitameh es hatahorim? So in this case, if somebody has it mixed up, so yehoch en achar harov letameh, you go after the rov to be mitameh, meaning if rov of the mixture is Efer Paraduma, that is Batameyu. If it's rove of regular ashes, it's not metameyu. The e ruba efer maklehu lo metame. And if rove of it is just stam ashes, so it's not metameyu. Because the efer paraduma is nispatel. Says the Gemara, the e amrit tuma kamad isa dami. But if you say that tuma, even though it's batel, it could then be chozer v'neir and reappear. So what? If the paraduma ashes are nispatel. And therefore, if you touch them, if you touch this mixture, it won't make you tame. Because it's inside somewhere, and therefore it's not going to be metameyu. Bemaga. But nihid bemaga lo metame, l'tame bemasa. But if it's in here, so that it still exists in the future, so you know it hasn't totally disappeared, so here too it should be metameyu bemasa. Fine bemaga, but it's in here. But if it's in here, so then if you lift it, if you carry it, so it should be nisbatel. I'm sorry, it should be metameyu. So doesn't this Mishnah prove that, no, it totally disappears. And therefore, it's not metameyu b'maga or b'masa. And the Gemara answers, no, inachinami. Ha'it maralah, we learned about that Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Torah, metameyu b'maga, metameyu b'masa, inachinami. Right, when the Mishnah says that it's batel, and it's not metameyu, that's only b'maga. But inachinami, b'masa, it would be metameyu. Right, there are chilukim. We've had recently, not so long ago, a parallel between Maga and Masa. Is there a connection between the two? Remember we had the Mishnayos in the ninth parak in Chulin, in parak Ha'arav HaRotev, about if you have a bone that has moach in it, but it's totally enclosed, so it might not be able to be Metameyu b'maga, but yes, b'masa. What if you have some basar on or, chatzis ayis over here, chatzis ayis over there? So do we say that even though it can't be Metameyu b'maga, but if you carry the whole thing, it'd be Metameyu b'masa? Or do we say, since Maga doesn't work, so Masa doesn't work? It'd be Akiva, it'd be Shmuel. We had a discussion back then. But here the Gemara is definitively Mechalik. Sometimes you'll have a Chilik. Like in this case, where the Afer, the Paraduma, was Nisbatel, it's not Metame b'Maga, but it is Metame b'Masa. There is one line in Rashi. Rashi here says, seems to say that the end of Tosfos Rashi v'i amart, Rashi is v'kai malon de mechatas ve'efer chatas mitamin b'masa perakama diyoma. Rashi quotes that he says that the efer and the mayim are mitame. The Rishash just leaves the Betzarach I and he says, I haven't found anywhere that the ashes themselves make you tame before they're mixed in with the water. I haven't found it anywhere. And he says in his Anava, says the Rishash, b'miut b'kiyusi. Halavai, we should all be zochet to the miyut b'kiyusi of the Rishash. But he says, b'miyut b'kiyusi lo matzasi shiyehe efer levad metame. I don't know if that's what Rashi means. V'chein nira meharambam bakta masal l'sefer taras shekasav she'efer paraduma kasher nis'ariv b'meha ma'ayan yitame bohen v'chein nira michiburo perakei mehilchus parav v'tzarach iyan. So tzarach iyan, if that's what Rashi really means. But again, that is a ha'ara of the Rishash. Okay, so that's number one. Mishnah Parah, and we re-explained it. Says the Gemara of Yama Rav Chizda. What about Rav Chizda? What about this following case also? Nevela batela b'shchuta. Remember, the rule is, min is batel b'she'eno mino. So we have to find an eno mino. Min b'mino lo batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to some Rishonim even. But Rav Chizda is going with the shita of, it has to have min b'she'eno mino in order to be batel. So what if I have a piece of nevela meat? It's nisbatel, it can be nullified in shchuta meat. Why? She'i efshar l'nevela she'te'asa shchuta. Because it's impossible for nevela to ever become shchuta. Rashi and the Shita B'Kubat says both flip the girsa, based on the Gemara elsewhere. Meaning, it should be shchuta b'tela b'nevela, or, as Rashi says, look at Rashi, b'tela b'shchuta. Right, it's the nevela's Chatichas nevela shenazara b'shei chatichas shchutos b'tela nevela b'ro b'latame d'min b'she'eno mino min d'i efshar l'shchuta sh'te'asa nevela. Right, the other one. It's impossible for the shchuta to become a nevela. Nevela becoming a shchuta, it is possible. Because what does shchuta mean? Shchuta means not usser. If a nevela gets totally putrefied, it's no longer tame. And therefore, a nevela can become a shchuta. Halachically, not actually literally shechted, but the halacha of not being matami anymore. So that's why Rashi and the Shita B'Kubat says both change the girsa because it is possible for an avela to become a shchuta. So really, it should be min b'she'en omino because of the other opposite reason. Because the shchuta, if an animal shechted, it can never be matami mishum nevela. Right, that's what Rashi and the Zimu Gubatzeth both change the girsa. But either way, what does this shita say of Rav Chisda? That it is batel. But says the Gemara, one second. Nevela, if it gets mixed up in this mixture, it's going to be batel. Nihita b'magalo matame. Latame b'masa. But maybe it should be matame b'masa. Again, the same type of svara. Because if, in the future, it can exist, if it gets some teammates, so then here too, it should exist even right now. For Tumas Masa. And the Gemara again answers, Amar Le Atun Bedrav Chizda Masnisula. You learn this in the name of Rav Chisda, and that's all you have, and therefore you have a problem. Anan Bedrav Chia Masnisula. But we learned this from Rav Chia, and Rav Chia himself said, Tani, Rav Chia, Nevela Veshkuta Betelos, Zubazu, Dikadish Bim Bavatal each other. Not for now, why he gets the other side also. Via Tomorrow Lom, Rav Yosef Rechanina, Torm Latame Bemaga, Aval Matame Bemasa. Then in the Chinami, it is batel only to an extent for the Tumas Maga and not for the Tumas Masa. There's a lot to talk about in regarding bittul in different areas of halacha. This whole Gemara that we're talking about here is bittul of Tumah, right? We usually have a bittul of Isser, right? That's the Tosas we had yesterday, that no Saint Tom is only important when it comes to Isser Veheter. That was the Tosas we had yesterday on Chav Beis Amad Aleph. Now we're in the sugyas of Tumah by Tumah Vitara. There's another context of Tumah, of Bittul that's discussed elsewhere. Right? If you look in Tosfos in Meseches Nida, Samach Aleph Amad Beis, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara discusses there, what if you have a beged of wool? Somewhere in this beged, there's one string of linen. Is there bittul when it comes to shatnez? That's another area where we talk about bittul. Is there bittul when it comes to begadim? So the Gemara says, "Beged shavad bo kilayim harize lo yim karenu loovi kochavim." You're not allowed to sell it to a guy, right? Why? Because he might sell it to a yisrael. But meaning, there's no bittul. There's no bittul. V'lo yasenim erdas lachamar. You can't make it a cushion for a donkey. Avalose mimenu tachrich lames. That's the only thing you're allowed to do. Asks Tosvos, why isn't there bittul? You have one little thread of linen and 50,000 threads of wool. V'yim tomar v'liftil beruba kita barchina besof tamura gabi sa'ar nazir shene'erag bebeged yidalek v'liftil beruba v'chulu. So v'yesh lomar says Tosvos. V'yesh lomar delo shayach bittul berov ela kishaha iser mu'urav beheter. Bittul barov is only when there is a ta'aroves. Aval, meaning, we might say it, lach balach, or even if you can't see. Aval kilayim, sheshneim heter, v'ne'esarin al yedei ta'aroves. Here, it's not that something got mixed into the ta'aroves. The ta'aroves is itself what creates the iser. So because of that, kach asar hamaruba kamo hamuat. Tosva says, there's no bittul barov where the mixture is what makes it asar. Bittul is only where the iser helps you, right? You have an iser, and the mixture is now mevatel, goes against the iser. But here, the iser is created through the mixture, so that's different. Bittul doesn't apply in that context. And if you look in the Rush says, wait a minute, what a great svara! If the iser is only based on the mixture, then there's no bittul. But what's the classic case of bittul? Basa b'chalav, right? Isn't that an exact parallel to kilayim? Tosa doesn't talk about this. The Rush, right there, Nida, discusses why is Basav Chalav any different than Shanis? What's the difference? Says the Rush, Kach Chidesh HaTorah. When it comes to Basav Chalav, that it goes by Tam. And because of that, it's different. When it comes to Shanis, it goes by the reality of these materials being together, and therefore Bittul doesn't apply, because the reality is that these materials are together. But when it comes to Basa b'chalav, that's different. V'hadda b'ina ninsinas tam b'basa b'chalav k'mo b'shar yisurim. Avagav da'avi heter b'heter v'lo shach b'bittol kivich idea tarovas nasar. Right, Tosfos kasha on Tosfos esvara. Shiny hasam, the derech bishul asra Torah v'lo mikri basa b'chalav below ninsinas tam. That is the Rush right here, Meseches Nida, on Daf Samach Aleph. Again, it's a very inciting discussion. Look at the Madane Yantif on the bottom of the Rush. Klomar, Shizesho Tzia Torah, Isser Basel Bechala, Blashan Bishol, Shmamina, She'ini Surah, Ela Kesheish Bo Beno Saint Tam, Shizel Lashan Bishol, Vachi Isa Begemara, Tekala Basar, Daf Kuf Ches. So that's another context where we have, the cases of Bittol, again, Tuma, and Isser, and, Kilayim, and then Kilayim. There's, just one other, source maybe. So in the Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe Chanan yesterday also, Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Biurim here in Bechoros, he discusses a case of chametz. Chametz being batel. So chametz being batel, that's usually it's an iser, but there's also by Rabbi Yematze. So let's say, even if I want to say there's a case of chametz that was nisbatel, we know chametz before Pesach is batel, only on Pesach is aser b'mashehu, but let's say it was batel, but, one second, don't you have an Isra by Rabbi Yematze, which is about the reality of having chametz? Right? Would that make any difference? Right? Fine, it was nisbatel mishum the Isra of achilas chametz. But what about the Isra of Baal Rabbi Yematze? So that's what he asks here in Oz Gimel, in Meseches Becharotz. Bechametz, kiva shiyodehu bevadei shiyesh lo chametz betoch beso, lama lo yischayev levaro, ulenyin zeh lo nisarev klal, v'dami mamish l'tumas masa. Like our Gemara says. Right? If Tumas Masa still exists, even though it was Nisbatel, Mitzad the Maga, but it still exists, and therefore the Gemara can say it's still Matavim Mishum Masa, so shouldn't you make the same type of distinction by the Isra of Achilas Chametz, which is totally on Tam, and it was Nisbatel, and the Isra of Bali Rabbi Matze, just having Chametz in your house? Isn't that parallel to Tumas Masa in our Gemara? Says the Rechov Kovetz Biurim, Achidish, but again, this is part of a larger sugya. Maybe this goes onto the list of halachas where we say there's a parallel and a connection between the Isra Achila of Chametz and the Isra Bali Rabbi Matze. And even if you want to say they are separate Isurim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but they're connected and conceptually. If there's no Isra Achila, there's no Isra Ana, there's no Chi of Beer. Shalachiva HaTorah Levar Elachamet HaAsher Bachila Avalachamet HaMutter Bachilu Bana. That's a big discussion. Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, where the Gemara says whether Yalfinan Biur Me'achila or not. The Gemara has Machlokas B'Shema B'Silal, whether we compare and we learn Halachas between Bayer Rabbi Yematze and Isra Achila, in terms of the Shir, Kizayis, Kabet, Koseves. But anyway, that's an important line in the Kovetz Biurim, and it relates to also the Isra of Chasi Shir when it comes to Bayer Rabbi Yematze, which is also a topic of the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. So we have, just to summarize, we have the Bittul by Isurim, that's most of the Sugyas and Shas about Bittul. We have Bittul by Tumah V'Tahara right here. We mentioned this Bittul by Kilayim. And now we mentioned this Bittul by Isurei realities, just the Isurim of by Rabbi Yematze, Isurim just to have it. That's Isurim, but it's a little different also. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Veha, third question of the day. Veha, there's more, but we'll continue. Father, Zanre, Blazer, Obed, Yaakov, Omer. Third question is from our Mishnah. Why is this whole discussion here? Because of the following. Father, Zanre, Blazer, Obed, Yaakov, Omer. Behe, Magasa, Sheshafa, Chararaz, Dam, Haruzu, Tikar, Ben, Ifthram, and Abachar. Remember our Mishnah. If a Behe, Magasa has a cake of dam that comes out, so we ask to be buried, because we assume maybe it's a Vlad, and if there are Abachar. But, Vatani, Rabbi Chia, Ein, Atami, Lo, Bachar, Masa. But we had, Rabbi Chia says, it's not Matame B'maga or B'maso, meaning we don't assume it's an Avela. So the Gemara says, Amai, Nehi B'maga lo Matame, Titame B'maso. Fine, it might be Bata within all the other materials and the blood of the mother, but why isn't it Tumas Masa? Right, if it still exists and it can combine, let's say in the future, so why shouldn't it be Matame B'maso? Ishtik. So this one, he did not have an answer to. So Gemara says, Dilma, shiny hacha, tahavile tumasrucha. Maybe it's different because here this is putrefied. This is a vlad, but it's inside disgusting blood and other parts of the body. So maybe it's tumasrucha, and therefore that's why. Really, technically, it should be metame mishum masa. But something that is totally putrefied and not roy for anything is not going to be metame bimaka, bimasa. So Gemara says, well, that works according to one opinion, but not of the other. Ha nicha le barpada de amar tuma chamura, according to barpada, who he had in Chulin, who says, tuma chamura, if you have tumas masa, that's chamura, meaning even if you don't touch it, you just carry it, that's called tuma chamura, ad leger. It has to be eno roi lachilas adam. In order for something not to be betami masa anymore, it has to be eno roi lachilas adam. Betuma kala, and for maga, it has to even go down one more level. Ad lekelev, it can't be roi lachilas kelev. So if you say that, so then this works out. Halo chazia leger. Because this chararas dam is not roi lachilas adam. And therefore, nevela, which is v'tameh b'matzah, the tumah chamura, so it's not roi anymore and everything works out fine. But we assume that this chararas dam is still roi for a dog to eat. So if you say that's the shear, then we solve our question. Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan da Amar, achazu v'achazu ad l'kelev, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says everything has to be in a roi l'achilas kelev, and therefore here, this is roi l'achilas kelev. Hachazi l'kelev. So our answer is kasha. Okay, you're right. According to that, it would be a question. There is a discussion, though, related to this sugya in the Rishonim as well. So again, whether if something is batel, does it still exist or not? If it still exists, maybe it'll be mitame mishum masa, maybe it'll be bali rabbi yamatzei v'chulu. That relates to, I think we mentioned this already yesterday, relates to the machlokas Rishonim in Meseches Chulin, whether when you have bitzel by isurim, do they all become mutter or not? If I have one piece of chicken, not a good piece of chicken, maybe that's roi l'schavet. If I have one hot dog that gets mixed up with 500 hot dogs, so fine, it's batel. Am I allowed to eat all of them? Could one person eat all of them? Could one person eat all of them at the same sitting? So do we say it's in there, but it's batel? Like if I hold like this line in the Gemara, tumas masa, meaning it's still there, then how in the world could you have everybody, how can you eat all of them? So maybe that's Gufa, the issue, the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Beis Yosef summarizes this in Simin Kuf Tes. Simin Kuf Tes, the Beis Yosef summarizes all of the opinions. The Tur quotes the Shita of the Rosh, his father. V'kivach in his batla achaticha barov muteres legamre. V'yafilu isid rabban aleka umuter lo adam echar lecho kulam biyachad. So Rishonim ask on this tour, what about our Gemara? Right, the tour and the rush hold that if one person can eat everything at one time. What do you mean? Masa, right? Like it still exists. Avo bishem vade ochel iser, even though he's vade eating an iser. But that's the sheet of the rush. The Beis Yosef quotes the rush from Gidon Asha and Simon Lama Zion, right? That is allowed. The nefach Isser Leos Heter Umutter Laachlo Afilu Kulan Keechad. And the Rashba says no. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis says no. You're allowed to eat it one by one. One by one. That's they can't eat it all at once. Why? Because each one you could say, okay, this one is mutter. And then when you get to the last one, oh, I already ate the Isser.
That
is the shita of the Rashba. There are more Mekel shitas, there are more Machmer. Rashi says you have to throw one out, right? Nobody's allowed to eat it. Others say other people can. But that is a discussion, and some Mefarshim say, well, maybe how does that work according to our Gemara? How does the Rush work according to our Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara seem to say that there is something that exists, and therefore, why would one person to be able to eat it all together? Okay, that's a discussion here in the Rishon. Good. Oh, the Rush himself says it. Sorry, I knew I was looking for it. The Rush himself brings this up. I think he quotes it here in the Beis Yosef. I think he brings this up at the end of that piece, if I could find it in a second. If not, we'll just leave it. The Rush himself, I think, brings up this Gemara, that why is it that isn't there Tumas Masa? So why, you have to be Mechalik between the Tumas Masa case and our case, towards the end of that piece in Gidon Asha. Okay, we'll just leave it for now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on top, Gufa. Barpada Omar, Tuma Chamura Ad Leger. V'tumakala al the caliph. As the Gemara just said, that when it comes to Tumas Masa, so then as long as there's any royal achilas Adam, that is good enough to remove its tumma. Tumakala, if it's even maga, so then it has to be in a roy lachilas kelef. Rabbi Yochanan Amar achazuv achazuv ala kelef. My time with the barpada. What's the svara of barpada? That it is a chiluk between masa and maga. Dechsiv lo sochlu kol nevela la ger vegomer. Right, they don't eat any nevela, give it to the ger. So there's a connection between nevela and ger. So haru'uya lager kriya nevela. If it's right for a person to eat, so then it's called a nevela. V'shinaru'uya lager in a kriya nevela. Right, there are two different sources. Back in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Chulin, if you remember, Eino Roy, this means totally Eino Roy. This is also connected to the source of no Saint Tam Lefgam. As long as something gives off a negative taste, that already is connected. That's not totally putrid. That's not totally Eino Roy, but it's still going in the wrong direction. That also is related to that Tzad Lohakel. But that's what the Gemara says. If it's Eino Roy Lager, so then it's not called an Avela. V'idach. What would Reb Yochanan say? What would he do with this makar? That would exclude something that is saruach, that is putrid from to begin with. Meaning it wasn't something that's ra'ui, that became putrid. It was always putrid in its existence. And it's easier to have something that never gets off the ground than having something that's already usser to remove its isser. What do you mean? It's the same state. It's putrefied. Who cares if it started this way or if it's this way now? The answer is once something is usser, that it needs something more powerful in order to remove that state of isser, rather than if it never became usser in the first place. Ve'idach, and what would Barpada say about that? Hisricha meikar lo, hisricha kra limute. You don't need a pasuk to exclude something that's putrid when it starts its existence. Afra ba'almahu. It's already not, it's not roy, and it's totally, not something that we have to worry about. So Esrich, the chilek between Esrich HaMeikara and not. Rashi here asks, right in the fifth skinny line, V'ikasha le'el nami. If we say that Rabbi Yochanan agrees by Serucha HaMeikara, so why don't we give this answer then? By the case of Chararas Dam, right? We have the kasha. We leave it as a kasha. Why don't we just say that? Serucha HaMeikara by the time it comes out. So it's Serucha HaMeikara. Amai mokbina la bakasha. Habi le'le terutzi lahachi. Lo matami ha'chararas dam b'masa de'meikara seruchahi. V'afilu Rabbi Yochanan modaba. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree to that. Serucha HaMeikara. Rashi answers, Taretz lav Serucha HaMeikari. That's not Serucha HaMeikara. Why? Because before it came out, if you shechted the mother, it would have been mutter. And it wouldn't be considered saruach if it's still inside. So that's not called saruach meikara. Okay, that's the chiddush of Rashi. Okay, stop there for a moment. Just there is an important discussion of the shitas haRambam when it comes in Hilch Shar Avos HaTumos. If you look in the Rambam in Gimel Yud Aleph in Avos HaTumos related to this machlokas about Bar Pada. So Shar Avos HaTumos Gimel Yud Aleph. The Rambam says Nevelas Ha'of HaTahar. So Nevelas of Tahar is what is that Tumah Chamur? Is that Tumah Kala? So that's somewhere in the middle, right? That's Tameh in the Beis Habliya. So we've discussed that, the Chakira. So what is that? Is that a Tumas Achila? Is that a Tumas Maga? So which is it? So if it's a Tumas Maga, right, if we paskin like Barpada, so Barpada and Rebel, Barpada, so he's a chiluk between Tumah Chamur and Tumah Kala. So the Rambam says, Nevelas of Hator, Shenifsida Milechol Hakelev Tahora. The Rambam says you need Eino Roy Lachilas Kelev, meaning he calls this a Tumah Kala. Maybe. V'chenim yavshak echeres ben yichol hashros v'pisharos v'poshrin meis leis v'lasar gomosha haisa arizu tahora. If it's so dried out that you can't soak it and give it back its life, that is tahora. That's the Rambam Shita, that an avelas of tahar requires eino roi la'achilas kelef. Eino roi la'achilas kelef. So the Achronim, the Stipler in Shvuas Simin Vav, he quotes this discussion. He quotes the Menachas Chinuch, who assumes, the Menachas Chinuch assumes that Tumas Nevelos of Tar, or their first Mishnah in Maseches Taharos, is a Tumas Achila, not a Tumas Magar. That's the Kasha. Right? The question is, physically, this only makes you Tameh as you eat it. So is that a unique type of Tumah without any parallel? It's called a Tumas Achila. There's Magar, there's Masa, there's Ohel, there's Achila. Or is it no? It's a fancy form of a Tumas Maga. Usually Tumas Maga is if I touch it with any part of my body. The Torah's Bechadish here that it's only if I touch it with the inside of my throat. But it's really a Tumas Maga. So that's the question. So the stipler says that the Menachas Chinuch assumes it's a Tumas Achila. Why? Because the shear for it is Kezias. The shear for it goes by Achila rules. Kivan Tichsiv Asher Tochal V'gam Mihat Kezias Bechlei Achilas Pras Mitzarif. But he says, the stipler says, V'huk Shalo, and he quotes the problem that the Menachas Chinuch has from this Rambam. So if it's a Tumas Achila, that's not a Tumas Kala, and therefore the shear should be Einu Roel Achilas Ger, not Einu Roel Achilas Kelev, right? It's Tumah Chamura. So Amashra Behedya, the Kishalon Nifsal Rakla Adam, Akati Mitami Begadim Bebeis Abliya, Vehidei Bechol Dini Achila. If it's a Tumas Achila, he says it a little differently than when I said it. But if it's a Tumas Achila, don't you go by Achila rules for a person? So therefore, why do you need Einu Roel Lachilas Kelev? That's the kasha. So the stipler comes up with a chilek, with a lumdish chilek, that maybe for nevelas of tar, you need a maisa achila, but you don't need a shame ochel. You have to do an act of eating. But you don't have, even if it's not food, it's still metameyu, as long as you did the act of eating. So if something is not even royal achilas kelev, so I guess that wouldn't even be called an act of eating. If somebody eats a piece of metal, that's called an act of eating? No, that's nothing. That's just strange. That's not an act of eating. If I eat something that is roy for an animal to eat, so that's not called food, but it's still called an act of eating, even though it's not a shem ochel. So that's the chilek. Nevelas of Tar requires a ma'is achila, but not a shem ochel, and therefore, even if it's eino roi l'achilas adam, it's still metame. It's still called a ma'is achila. Only if it's eino roi l'achilas kelev, would it totally be ruined. That's what he says here. And he continues. Okay, that's Shavuos, Siman Vav. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanan, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, the Mishnah. Vei magasa shevach haroes amar izi dekarim v'nitares v'nabachor. V'tani Rav Chiyeni metam lo b'magav lo b'masa. V'Rav Yochanan mishum bitul barov naguba. As we had yesterday, Rav Yochanan said it's bitul barov, and that's why it patters from b'chora, and it's not metam, even though it's not metam magav masa. So the Gemara says, my ari mishum bitul barov, typically to loes chazi klal. So once we say, this is exactly what Rashi just alluded to, he says the Gemara is going to say it, right? Once we say there's an idea of saruach meikar is nothing, so what do you need here? The principle of bittul. Say it's nothing from begin with. It's batul, it's nothing to start with. Gemara answers, hanami is chazi meikar agavime. No, it's still ro'ui agav its mother. Meaning, if it would be shechted, so then, before it came out, then it would be roi. That's why it's not called saruach meikara. That's why you need the svara of bittul. Near the Svara of Bittul Barov. Good. There is a Rashi's Bikurim who gives a Svara for this, but we'll continue for now. Tznan Hassam says, the Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Tzir Tar Shenafal Letocho Mayim Kol Shehu Tameh. If you have Tzir Tahar that was Tameh and you were Metaharit, Rashi says that's the Ukimta here. Kigon Sheshiku B'mayim Mayim, you already mashiki b'mayim to make it tahar. And now more water fell in. More water fell in. So it's your tahar. Shenafal atocho mayim kol shehu, tameh. So now it's tameh. Why? Amar v'nachan amar rabba baravuha. Zoso meres. Why is it tameh with a drop of water? Does that already make the water derove? So it must be that, yeah. We assume that when Amei Aretz mix the tzir, the stuff that comes out of the fish, with water, they do it mechza mechza. So when you add a drop of water, now the water is the majority, and therefore it would be metame. It doesn't mean nech should do in a bad way here. It just means that that's what they do. Unless it's nechsha because it's tame. It just means this is what we assume that they do. So Gemara says, one second, lama li mechza. Why do you need even mechza? Why do you need it to be mechza and then for this little bit to be the, make the majority? Afilu batim mechzanami. Even if it's less than mechza, why? If this extra water makes it mechza, that should also be good enough. Right? It shouldn't be that it has mechza already and this makes it in the majority. Even if it's less and this makes it half and half, then already you don't say rov. Vahani mashu habile palgu palga lo batil. You already wouldn't say bitul if it's now 50-50. Why does it say that? So the Gemara says, you're right, ema ad mechza. Either you're right, in a chinami, if it has a little bit of less, so now this water makes it mechza, uiba yisema, or no. Tumas ama arez durabanan, v'tumas mashkin durabanan. The whole thing we're talking about here is a tumah durabanan. So maybe, begruba gaz rabanan, bapalgo paga lo gaz rabanan. Maybe the rabanan wouldn't, if it's 50-50, we wouldn't say it's tameh. Because it's all durabanan. It's only if it's majority water, would we say it is tameh. Okay. Period. Says the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Halokeach behema minika mirovei kochavim. Next case of suffek. If somebody buys a nursing animal, the animal is already lactating, it's nursing. So do we have to be worried? Oh, maybe this animal did not have a bechor yet and it's nursing different animals' babies. Do we have to be worried about that? So if you buy behema minika mirovei kochavim, ein choshishin, shema banash alacheres hayu. We don't have to worry about that. No, this is the baby, that's it. Nichnas l'toch edro, but what happens if one morning you walked into your herd, v'ras ha-mafkiros menikos, v'shina mafkiros menikos, and I see that all my animals, you know, was a simcha dika day yesterday, they all have offspring, and they're all nursing, the ones that didn't have firstborns, the one that had firstborns before, so again, in choshesh in shema b'nash shel zu, balo eitzel zu, or shema b'nash shel zu, balo eitzel zu, I don't have to be worried that, oh, this is from a different one, and the, this is a Bechor, this is not a Bechor, this one didn't have its Bechor yet. No, we can assume that the offspring follow its mother, and therefore it is not a problem. There is a, Chashuk Echemen brings up a case here. I think it was in the Harevnas. I've seen it a number of times in his Sfarim. But he quotes it here because it talks about Menekes. Talks about a nursing. Case is, there was a family that went to visit their parents, and then the kids and their baby went back home. And then when they got back home, they realized that they forgot their pacifier at the mother's house. And the stores are closed now. What do you do about the pacifier? So the mother says, I have a great idea. What did she do? They live on the other side of town. She went outside. She went to the bus stop. And when the bus came, on the outside of the bus, she put the pacifier with a piece of masking tape. She put it on the bus on the outside. The bus went to the other side of town. She called her daughter. You know, in 5 minutes, go outside. The bus will be there. Take the pacifier off of the bus. She goes there. She gets the pacifier. Fine. Good. Good way to get there. Question is, do they have to pay for the bus? Right? Is there, did they use the bus? So do they have to pay for that? They, you know, normally if you call a messenger service, you'd have to pay for it. So the question is here, you know, is it allowed? Right, harei hishtamashtu ba'otaba shehever li mishloach, chayim adavar haya mutter. Number one, was it mutter to use, without asking, v'ulai yesh l'shayim l'chever sa'otabasim k'mo d'mei mishloach. So tshuva, see, he says, nire she'enam chayavim l'shalim. He assumes not, because, quotes a Gemara in Meseches Bava Kama, Tokif Sfinaso, that the Sfina and the bus is made for its inside, not for its outside. And you pay for using it from within, but not from without. So that part I've heard before and I've seen in a number of his other svarim. But then here he has a hosafa. This one I never saw before. I don't think so. Maisa Shahaya. He says Maisa Shahaya. Remember, we spoke to him. He says he changes some of the details. I don't know. This one is unusual. There was a person that was going from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, and when he got to the bus, he asks the driver to, you know, to open up the underneath, because he wants to put his suitcase in. So, because when he got there, because it was a big mizvada, so he has to go inside in order to put it all the way in. The bus driver, I don't know, he got busy and he got in and realized all of a sudden he closed, you know, electric door underneath. The guy's still underneath and he starts screaming and banging and the bus driver doesn't hear him. He goes all the way to Yerushalayim underneath with the suitcase. Besides the fact that he's scared out of his mind, You have to pay for that bus ride. I would never have paid for that one, he says. So he goes through a Ramah and Exos. Is this called Hana? Lamaisa, he got Hana, but maybe the people probably would have paid not to have to go through this, right? Than to go through this. Mikol Makom, Nishol Amos, he got Hana by saving money. Lamaisa, he assumes he would not have to pay here. Right, you don't have to pay because this is not something that you would normally pay for. He was in pain. But to see a kazoo doesn't mean that. What if you did it on purpose because you don't mind it? That could be a different story. But that's his discussion. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop. Okay, maybe just do the first line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Mishpeh Derav Hilchasa Bekula Pirkin Bar Mi Plukta. We pass like all the Mishnayos in this parak, except when there's a machlokas. So, which Mishnah is that referring to in our parak? Right. So that's what the was going to be tried to figure out by Rav Sheshes, which is coming up. Okay. So we'll stop here though, and by the Shem, we will continue.